Another exciting occasion here, and I want to thank you all for coming and allow me to echo Nate's thank yous to the team and the coaching staff for being here. We also have a lot of our front office in the back of the room, a lot of people that were very key to helping this deal come together, and Shane's family for being here. It's great to have everybody, and we're very excited about this deal and Shane and having him in our organization. He's a great pitcher. I've been very familiar with him for a long time since he was in high school. Was a scouting director with the Astros at the time, and he was a first-round talent coming out of the Houston area. And having followed him in his career, we're very excited about his potential and the fit that he has already demonstrated here with our clubhouse and this team. So as we talk to him and his camp about extending his relationship here with the team, we were able to find something that really made sense for both sides, and it's something that we're very pleased with and very optimistic about this partnership between this player, this city, and this franchise. So he's really worked well with our coaching staff. He's got a great arm. He's got a bunch of plus pitches. He's been really effective when he's been out on the field. And he's in great health and condition right now. And I think he's got a big season ahead of him and a big Orioles career ahead of him as we continue to amass talent in this organization, build this team, and set up our roster and organization to be consistently successful. Shane's going to be a big part of that, and I know that he felt at home here in this organization already in his short time, and now it is his home. So we're very pleased about this, very excited about the entire club and this season. I think this is another great way to kick it off after a fun winter and a fun spring training. So it's going to be a great day. I also want to point out how possible all these types of investments have been made since David and his group have taken over the franchise. We've had so much more activity in these areas, whether it's free agency, extensions from some of our young players, major trades, and also particularly the work that our ownership group and our business operations and our front office are doing on all of our facilities and training infrastructure and coaching staff so that these guys can be as good as they can possibly be as healthy as they can possibly be. And so we've had that tremendous building open up in Sarasota. We all see the work that's been done here at Camden Yards. It looks as beautiful as it's ever looked. And, now we're bringing in a lot of elite talent to this roster. And this is very quickly, I think, as evidenced by this deal and some of the great players that chose to join us this winter. This is turning into a place that players really want to be, and that's hugely important for us, and we want to keep that going. So, without further ado, I'll turn it over to Shane. There's no jersey presentation today? Are we skipping that?
I guess
he already wore it.
I think they're in my locker. Yeah, they're in my locker right now. No, I just wanted to say thank you to, obviously, the Orioles and the entire front office, especially, David and Mike. They were, extremely professional the whole way. They've been first class, since the first day I walked through spring. It's just been it's been surreal just to join such a great organization. Obviously, thank you to my teammates for showing up. That means a ton to me too. I think we've gelled really well to start the year. Spring was great. I think Albie's been unbelievable, just leading the team and just being super clear about the expectations and what he wants. And he's been awesome. But it's just been I think it's such a good opportunity. It's such a great team. I think it was kind of a no-brainer for us just to be in such a great spot. And, I'm just really excited. I'm really blessed to have the opportunity. And I know Orioles fans don't really know me unless they have seen me playing against them. But, you're just going to get a guy that's going to give you everything I have every time I get on the field. And, I think my work ethic kind of speaks for itself, and it's just going to be 110% at everything I do. Thank you.
Let me just add that when you have people as talented as Shane, we're very, very happy to have them in a longer-term relationship. We've tried in the ownership group to make the team as successful as possible. And since Shane has been with us, we are in the regular season undefeated. We haven't lost any, not lost a game since he's been with us, right?
That's
so,
right.
And we hope to continue that today and for some time. So we're appreciative of his willingness to enter into a longer term arrangement with us, and we're trying to do everything he can to make Baltimore a place where players want to be, and where fans want to come. And where we can put another championship trophy up at some point with us, with the other three that we have. So we're very happy with what Katie did and others to help build out this, renovate the stadium over the winter. I told her many times I didn't think it would get done. I didn't think we could possibly get all those things done in time, but we did. Thank you very much, Katie, for doing that. And I want to thank Shane's parents for coming. I noticed Shane's father is a weightlifter in very good shape, and we have another weightlifter in our midst here somewhere. Where is our Mr. O'Neill? There he is. So, yeah, so you guys, both of you guys are pretty strong. It makes me feel very weak when I'm standing next to you, but I'm going to try to do some exercising today and get a little more muscular. But anyway, to the fans of Baltimore, thank you for supporting us on opening day and in the future, hopefully as well. We're going to try to deliver the best product we can, the best team we can, and we've got a really great manager and a great team and young players, and we're very optimistic about the future. And I don't know if we can stay undefeated for forever, but right now we're pretty happy with where we are. So thank you very much, Shane, for doing this. Thank your parents for coming, and thank his fiancée. And I won't announce when the wedding is. I don't know when that is. But thank you all for coming here.
At this time, we'll open it up to questions. Just with Shane being and his family so new to Baltimore, please, when you ask the question, please make sure it's clear who your question is for and what outlet you work for. First, we'll start with Rock.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's surprising anytime I think any player gets traded. But no, it was immediate excitement just to hear where I was going, and yeah, I don't think you're ever really expecting to get into extension type talks, you know. But I think just kind of how smooth spring went, and how great it's been working with the pitching group and just the whole staff. Just as soon as they reached out, I knew that we wanted to get something done. And it's just such a great place to be. And yeah, I was probably a little bit surprised about it, but it was too good of an opportunity.
Rich Dubois from BaltimoreBaseball.com. This is for both David and Mike. Mike, you talked about David's help and the new ownership group's help a number of times. Are they also providing input, or is it just basically resources? And to David, what specific things have you done to help Mike here in keeping players and acquiring players?
Well, I wouldn't say that I've probably done anything to help him, really. What we've told Mike is he's the expert in baseball talent, and he's got a lot more experience than Mike Arrighetti or I do. So we will be willing to back him financially to whatever he thinks makes sense. And so we've done that. I don't think we've turned down any of his requests, and we're open for business. And, you know, Mike has a great reputation in knowing how to assess talent, and so we're very happy with this. When he told me this was possible, we encouraged him to move forward and to get it done, and we're very happy with it. So we hope to – it's a sign to people that – we're very serious about making this a long-term proposition for the ownership group and for the team, and we want to do as much as we can to make this team a championship team and make Baltimore proud of the team we've put on the field.
Yeah, I would characterize this ownership group. You know, they're very serious about they believe in this franchise, in this city, in this market, and doing everything that they can to elevate the franchise. And so, you know, we've been bold in free agency and with contracts, but also, you know, a tremendous amount of infrastructure investment, as I said earlier, behind the scenes. So it's been really invigorating having that, and they're extremely helpful.
Yeah, and Mike has been very helpful. He's letting his hair get to be the same color as mine. If you notice, when hair was a little darker when I first joined, but now it's getting close to mine, right?
Yeah, I mean, it means a ton. I think every player wants that, you know, kind of feeling of security and just the belief behind you that just in your ability and, you know, your work ethic and all that stuff. It's been amazing. Just from the day I got traded and talking on the phone with just Drew and the pitching team, and then Albie calling me, and just really complimentary, and just the way spring has gone has been, you know, like, I think everybody's really confident in the clubhouse, and I think everybody would tell you that this is a serious team that is top to bottom, and it's been amazing.
I'll let Mike answer that question.
I wasn't listening because I thought it was for you. But
the question essentially was, is this a sign to the other players that we're open for business? And I don't think they needed this, but we are open for business, of course, and we're interested in doing the best we can for the team, and whatever Mike thinks is the best for the team, that's what we're going to do. We have the resources necessary to do this with others who are interested in this. So, sure, we're open for business, but, you know, it has to make sense for the player and it has to make sense for the team, but we're certainly all ears.
Yeah, I would say I think I've been kind of boringly consistent on this topic over the years. This is something that, you know, we're always looking for opportunities to line up with our guys, and, you know, a lot of this happens behind the scenes and it never is talked about, and, you know, hopefully a deal comes together every once in a while, and this is one of those instances, and we're going to continue working on all fronts with all aspects of roster management, but I do think contract extensions are a big part of building a winning franchise.
Josh Tolentino with the Baltimore Sun. Shane, first off, congrats. I have a question both for Shane and Mike. For Mike, you mentioned your background with, you know, scouting him many years ago. What do you recollect about a young Shane Boz? And to fast forward it, how much of a priority did it become after you guys acquired him to get this done?
Well, I scouted him in high school, as I said. I think he ended up going like 12th in the draft that year. Just a really live arm guy, really athletic. And to have that kind of velocity coupled with the control that he's always had and exhibited, although it's been getting better since high school, obviously. He's got a very clean delivery that we like. And to have that and also plus breaking pitches and a changeup, there's just a lot of ingredients there. He's done very well so far, but we think there's many more gears in there, especially with our pitching coaching and the resources that we have. And so we're looking forward to working with him to tap into his potential as best as he's able. But, you know, he's always been viewed as a premium arm dating back to the draft. He was on the USA team. And, you know, he's just always been somebody that's toward the top of his class in terms of pitchers. And I know what a strong worker and strong character he has, and that certainly is something that you want if you're entering into a longer relationship too. So for me, the history and the familiarity, both in terms of making the trade, but now, you know, it's helpful.
Shane, congrats again. The topic of Albie and his relationship building has been widely covered, but I guess could you kind of touch on Drew and guys like Ryan and the rest of the pitching staff and how they've helped with your onboarding here and your comfort level?
Yeah, thank you. It's been great. I think the communication from Drew, Klimek, and Plass, Klimek, don't laugh, has been kind of the most impressive thing. Obviously, their knowledge is very impressive too, and just the way that they're very clear and kind of precise and about everything they want to see, and not just with, you know, pitch shapes, which is kind of, I think, the buzzword nowadays, but it's, you know, how you're going to use your stuff, how to attack these certain hitters. Plassmeyer's been unreal with just the mechanics of everything and kind of what he wants to see, talking about your, you know, routine and everything. But no, it's just been, it's been first class, and it's been really impressive. I think I've already made some pretty big strides just this spring in kind of my thought process, not only when I'm pitching in a game, but how I can go about my bullpens and my catch play and my, you know, prep stuff, that, you know, I can kind of rethink a lot of stuff and maybe say, okay, why do I do this? Why do I do that? And maybe take suggestions and, just trying to always improve and always get better. And they've helped me a lot so far, and I'm just excited to, you know, be here for a while and, just keep that going.
Shane, John Mueller with the Baltimore Banner. To that point, your manager has said since you've been acquired that he sees you as somebody who can be in the Cy Young conversation at the stage of your career. Mike says you have other gears to reach. What do those gears look like to you? Like, what kind of pitcher do you envision yourself turning into here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're wrong. I think that, you know, I'm obviously confident in my ability. I know there's a lot more stuff that I can improve on, and, you know, a lot of low-hanging fruit there. But, I think they're right, and just to have that belief behind me, I think I can get better at a few things that can make a really big difference. And, you know, just attacking hitters, using count control in my favor, and just – putting the ball where I want and just being a little smarter about usage and stuff like that. I obviously means a lot when you hear them say that.
Hey, Shane, congratulations, Jerry Coleman from 100.7 Today and the Be More Baseball podcast. This has been kind of a whirlwind. Did you come in renting and now you're going to be buying since you're here long term? And speaking of buying, anything you can add maybe to the clubhouse or to the team?
Good question,
Jerry.
That's Kowser clapping. We're renting now. I'll have to, you know, talk to the boss about buying and stuff like that. So I can't, you know, disclose any information. But no, I'll probably put like a suggestion box in my locker, and, you know, whatever the guys want, I'll be on the hook for, and, you know, obviously I'll be paying for some dinners this year, but it's definitely a privilege, but I'll have to, you know, take some suggestions and see, you know, what the guys want. We already have a great setup, I think. So, shuffleboard has been very, very competitive, which is, I like it.
Shane, Melanie Newman.
Yeah, I mean, obviously getting to play with, you know, Eflin, Kittredge, Dietrich, it was really nice to have just familiar faces and guys reach out to me over the off season that I know. And, playing with Kowser when I'm like 10 years old. So those guys have just had such a big impact on me, not just on the field, but as a person too. And, you know, it's very nice to have the, you know, familiarity and be able to see him again. And, you know, those are some of my favorite teammates I've ever had. So it's been amazing just to be back with those guys.
Congratulations, Shane. Jake Mintz with Yahoo Sports.
This one's for Mike. We've seen a number of extensions across the league in the last couple of days. I'm curious what you think it is about this time in the baseball calendar that makes it particularly active for contract extensions.
Yeah, it's a little bit of tradition, I guess, that spring training is sort of the peak time to have the discussions, like you said. My guess is the front offices tend to be really, really busy from November all the way into February with free agency and with trades and arbitration and the winter meetings and all the stuff that we do. And that's a period of time where you can sort of take a breath, look at your team, and maybe lean into these conversations a little bit more. That's my guess. But it is, I think, the reason we're seeing a flurry the last few days is these conversations were happening over spring training.
David Bauer, the Baltimore Sun. Since you've taken over, your organization's been very busy between all the contracts, but also solving the Masson situation, ballpark upgrades. How do you just assess the health of the organization since you took over, and what steps do you need to take to continue ensuring that moving forward?
Well, I think the organization's in pretty good shape. Every organization in the world can always make everything better at some point, but I think we're in pretty good shape. We've made the renovations. We're two-thirds through about the renovations we want to do in the stadium. We've got the new spring training facilities. We've signed some players to longer-term agreements. And we're undefeated already this season. And I think that there's a camaraderie in the clubhouse that I think is pretty good. And we've added some great new players who came in from other teams. And I see one of them here. I won't mention them all, but Pete Alonso. Where is Pete? I saw Pete was here. There is Pete. And Pete is a big addition as well, and we've added some other great players as well in the offseason. And Mike was very terrific in lining up some additional talent that we needed. And the players that have been with us for a while, they've come back, and I think they're energetic. And so I'm pretty optimistic about where we are. Obviously, there are 30 teams, and only one team is going to win the World Series every year. But we have a pretty good chance to be very, very competitive in our division and also in Major League Baseball. So I'm very happy with where we are. And the ownership group is quite pleased with the professionals that have been working with us. We've added a number of new professionals in the back office, and I think they're all first class. And, of course, Mike and Katie are the leaders of it, and we're very, very happy with what they're doing. So you can always do something better, I suppose. I can do something better all the time. But right now I'm quite happy with where we are.
Time for one more question on your left. Steve?
Steve Molesky from Substack. The vibes and the chemistry with the Orioles seem to be so great right now. Do you feel that too? And what can that mean in your experience for a team over 6 or 7 months of baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I think the chemistry is one of the most important things. Like Mr. Rubenstein said, we're 1-0 right now. And, I think just any time that there's a theme of competitiveness in the clubhouse, whether we're playing pool or whether it's live BPs in spring training where we're facing each other and, you want to have bragging rights on them, I think that's good. Just having the competitive atmosphere. I think the pitching staff is doing a really good job of just challenging each other and trying to make each other better and help each other, but also just, motivate one another of just being as good as we can. And just pulling our weight. And it's just been a great atmosphere to be in. Obviously, this is my first year here, so just the clubhouse has been unbelievable. I think everybody gets along really well, and everybody wants to win. And you can't really ask for much more than that.
Thanks, everyone. Players, coaches, and support staff, again, thank you so much for coming today. We know you're getting ready for the game today at 4:05. David, Shane, and Mike, thank you, guys. Shane, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.